Great. Thank you, Kate. We're going to start with Senator Searway.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good afternoon, Ms. Foy.
Afternoon,
Just
Senator.
wanted to ask about, I guess, two things. One is, why is this in this committee? It seems like it should be in either marine or agriculture. And then,
Oh,
yeah.
sorry. Can I answer your first question? So it's in this committee because you have jurisdiction over MUBEC. So you're
Okay.
the committee of jurisdiction over MUBEC, which is where we need to make the change in the code.
Okay. And then, so when you make a change of the code, I guess we're going to need somebody that knows familiar with codes, but the when you change it, when you say that it marine resources has a certain code, and then you want to change it to what agriculture is, it seems like seems so like marine resources would still have buildings and facilities very similar.
Sure.
So I
So
don't know why we have to change the code.
the code that we're looking to change lives, it's in MUBEC, which is what covers this particular sprinkler system installation. It's part of the fire safety code. So we're not changing any definitions of what land-based aquaculture is. We may talk about doing that at some point, but we're not talking about changing any definitions within the Department of Agriculture or within the Department of Marine Resources of what land-based aquaculture is. Knowing that Whole Oceans had an important project and this was going to potentially hold up moving this project forward, and our commitment to Whole Oceans and what they're bringing to the Bucksport area, including land-based aquaculture as part of an exemption in MUBEC was sort of the easiest way to move forward, and also brings into alignment with sort of the growth of animals that take place in agriculture, right? So they're growing a food product. It's also a building 75% filled with water that we're asking to put a sprinkler system in. And again, when MUBEC was created, land-based aquaculture, as Senator Rosen said, wasn't even part of a thought process. Nobody, probably when these codes were created, nobody thought we would ever grow fish on land. I certainly, it's a new concept.
Now, and just the other part of this, and it was mentioned, I think, about Bucksport loves it, and Belfast doesn't. How do
Right.
we? How does this? How does this affect that whole setup? Because if we approve for state, it could approve it for Belfast too, and I don't know how that works.
Sure. And I think this would be something that could be approved for any land-based aquaculture company. They still need to meet all other environmental requirements. So again, this is just not requiring a sprinkler system to be put into a building that's 75% filled with water. It's my understanding that that's not the I don't want to speak for other people. I guess what I would say is it's not, this bill doesn't impact the high standards that we have for these projects environmentally. It just brings it into line with other I guess again, just with growing food. It brings it into line with that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Next, we have Representative Reckitt.
I never thought that my marine biology background would be useful on the Criminal Justice Committee, but here goes. I do have a master's degree in marine biology. Anyway, my question is, I have two questions, really. One is, I'm reading some information that leads me to believe that this project is, and I've seen the mill in Bucksport, so I assume it's a pretty large-scale project. And what you are just saying is that the only subsection of it that would be not holding to the original or the current MUBEC codes is this one building that will have the fish in it, right?
Correct.
So that's good. My other part of this is the, I noticed that there's a regulation that facilities like this be able to recycle their own waste. As opposed to dumping it in the ocean, which because dumping as much nitrogen as this will be in the ocean would be catastrophic in the bay, in my view. So my question is, how are they going to deal with the recycling of waste in this facility? Do you know?
Or do, I can't kind of speak to how they, and somebody here, Michael Thompson is here, and he might be able to answer that question. This particular code change would not impact any of the, again, any of the environmental regulation. This code change does not impact those types of permits and the process that that we need, that these companies need to go through.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Any other questions for Kate Foy? Seeing none, seeing one, Representative Pluker.
Oh, so close, guys, so close.
Sorry, you're heading to Senator Rosen's house, right?
Yeah, I know.
So is the only aspect of MUBEC that they're looking to exempt themselves from the sprinkler part of it?
It is the sprinkler. There is one other piece around insulation that they and I'm not super familiar and would be happy to pass on some additional information for the work session or going up to the work session. There's some insulation pieces also that have to do with fire safety code, is my understanding. However, in a building that they're looking to grow fish, and again, Michael may be able to better address this, that needs to be climate controlled in Maine in the winter, they're not going to cut back on any insulation. But again, the intent of this is again around the sprinkler system. And we did work closely with Rich McCarthy on the best way to work with this statute to help help modernize our codes for this emerging industry.
A follow-up, Madam Chair?
Yes, please.
So if this bill were to target aquaculture facilities don't need to install sprinklers, does that meet your needs or does that not meet your needs?
It does meet our needs. It okay. does. And it aligns with, yeah, thank you. And it modernizes it to align with other food production for human consumption with livestock.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Any other questions for Kate Foy? Seeing none, thank you very much for being here.